So it's just the same with English, or I should say perhaps British, philosophy or philosophical tradition. There's virtually no connection with Christianity at all. Take Bacon, that's Sir Francis Bacon, lip service to Christianity, but busy laying the foundations of induction and the scientific method. On the other hand, and take Locke, take Berkeley, take Hume, of course in Berkeley's case, a nominal connection with the church, after all he was a bishop, or so is the Bishop of Woolwich. But you can detach the Christianity. And what about theology? Well, the British and the English have never shone in the field of theology at all. I don't know whether anyone can think of a single British theologian. There's Bishop Butler, but no one reads him nowadays. Very few people read him, and perhaps he isn't worth mentioning very much. It is significant, though, that if we go through English literature, we find there are a number of important moralists, especially in the 17th and 18th centuries. And sometimes the psychological analysis of these moralists, for instance Samuel Johnson, is very, very acute indeed. Very sharp, very perceptive. Now what about saints, Christian saints? How many saints has this country produced? They're sort of experts in Christianity, they're sort of technicians of Christianity. How many Christian saints has this country produced? Well, we have to go very far back in history. We have to go back, for example, to St. Edward the Confessor and Martyr. I think it was the 7th century or something like that. Or you have to go back to very recently canonized figures like St. Thomas More, who was canonized in this century by the Roman Catholic Church, apparently to annoy the English Protestants. Now, in this country, we haven't produced anybody, any saint, to compare, say, with St. Francis, or any of the other the great founders of orders on the continent, like St. Bernard, or St. Benedict, or any one of that sort, St. Dominic. We just haven't produced them. We've produced very, very few mystics, very few indeed, just a little cluster of anonymous mystics somewhere deep in the Middle Ages, and that's all. And hardly any religious thinkers. There are the Cambridge Platonists of the 17th century, early 18th century, but they're really only half Christian, as their name suggests. Their main inspiration comes from Plato and Plotinus. So when we consider the matter seriously, when we go through systematically, it seems that Christianity in this country has had a certain social and political importance, but that the spiritual and cultural life of the country has really proceeded quite independently of Christianity, especially since the Reformation and the spoliation of the monasteries, which were at a pretty low ebb at that time. It's almost as though the English couldn't really thrive, couldn't really do their best on Christianity.